This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
That we are back again in the fold. Another hour of items to discuss, and one of the things we're going to discuss, Jay, is the state of our health and health care, et cetera, et cetera, sort of as a primer to what Dr. Ken Kronhaus and I will talk about this weekend on our Good Day Health episode, which you can find every weekend at gooddayhealthshow.com, and also Jack Stockwell, our other doctor that's connected to the program, gooddayhealthshow.com. Find those programs every week so that you can learn more about what's going on medically and how it affects you. The things we discuss with Ken are usually items that are linked to journals of medical associations and how the things that they find and study and report on affect you.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do with the information? Like Ken is going to have a lot of conversation, I'm sure, this week about COVID, the new booster shots. He will encounter. I'm always very polite, but I'm not anymore. I'm not on board anymore.
Yeah, well, and it makes sense with everything that's gone on. But I feel like when you think about most medical shows, podcasts, all of that stuff, it's typically one-sided. It's typically one frame of thought where you do such a great job, Doug, with having both Drs. Jack and Ken on because they differ.
Polar opposites.
And so it's so well-rounded to cover of like, okay, well, this is what a lot of the medical news is saying. This is what research is saying. Well, there's other research out there, and it's also saying this. And it's just, it's one of those things of it's great. It's absolutely fantastic. Yeah. You have a holistic approach. You have a medicinal approach. It's great.
Yeah. Well, Ken will say, when I bring up the Lancet article that Jack and I talked about this week, I'll bring it up, and he'll tell me it's been debunked. And, you know, science is really, there's not much of a question. Science, the results of studies usually fall in the direction of the people who pay for the study. Hello? So people will say, well, then what value is science? It gives you a point of reference. It gives you an idea and a place to start. And then you kind of figure out the pieces on your own if you're that curious. And I got to think that people wandering around everywhere with those damn devices and sticking their nose in them all the time, that tells me that they're curious. At least they're curious about something. So maybe you're better off spending your time being fascinated with or paying attention to what's going on in your body with your health. Use the tool for that. Anyway, so Dr. Ken, this week, a number of things, but COVID certainly will be on the bill of fare. How many of you play dominoes?
Yes.
How many of you are? Where is James? James Collins in our studio, the main control studio in Dallas. All right, so dominoes. You ever play dominoes? You know what dominoes are?
Yeah, I know what dominoes are.
Not a pizza joint. It's not the pizza joint.
Oh, well, then never mind. No, I'm just playing. No, I know what dominoes are. I know that they are a game. I've never played the game because I don't know how it works.
More than anything else, it's a physics experiment. Because you take, you know, the whole business of lining up dominoes and then watching them fall. Have you ever done that, really?
Yeah.
The power of lining up. This is a great lesson in life. The physics of dominoes. There is a 2.5 minute video floating around that was done by a physics professor, and it basically is the story of dominoes. When you think about it, it's like a no-brainer. Okay, so what's the big deal here? It's the big deal is that the physics of starting moving one item, just one little domino, causes a chain reaction. There has been the longest domino's chain reaction was 13 miles. Can you imagine? Who in the name of heavens had the time one day to set up dominoes? Where'd they find that many to begin with, right? And then think about the first domino It's only, what are they, an inch or so high? How big are they? They're a little, they're not that thick.
Yeah, about like an inch and a half.
Right. There are some, though, I've seen some of these things, television stunts and stuff, where they were a couple of feet tall and they were heavy.
Mm-hmm.
But the same thing happens no matter how big they are. It's one of those simple things in life. Okay, yeah, this makes sense. Well, why does it make sense? Why is it that you push one and every other one goes down? You say, people say, what do you mean?
Inertia.
I mean, it's one of the laws of science.
Well, and also think about these massive ones, how long it takes, because you have to be so meticulous, so careful, because if at any point before it is fully done, you knock one down, you have to start from scratch, essentially.
Right. Yeah. So anyway.
I love the game of dominoes, like the actual game.
Do you?
Playing, not just setting them up and knocking them down, but like the actual
game. See, for
game.
Me, playing dominoes is what I just described. Setting up a bunch of dominoes and watching them. I did that. I'm teaching Miles. Well, I didn't teach him. He said, and now he likes to do it. He said, Gramps, watch this. And, you know, you set them up on the table, the kitchen table or something, and his mother would just roll her eyeballs because I'm such a bad influence on things, and it's not a bad influence, but you know what I'm saying. It's just silly. And it's important, I think, to be silly. It is. That's just silly. But yet there's a scientific principle to it. So maybe in the minds of somebody who's serious about this, it isn't silly. But still is fun, much as anything else.
It's funny you mentioned the biggest, you were talking about big dominoes. There was recently a YouTuber that broke the world record for the biggest domino knocked over. And if you look at it, he's about 10% of the domino size, so it's probably 60 feet tall. He knocked it over.
Really?
Yeah, I'm serious, yeah. And he knocked it over, and he actually knocked it over an old 7-Eleven gas station that was, like, abandoned, and it completely crushed the entire building.
Where was that? Where did it take place?
It's on YouTube. The YouTuber, his name is Mr. Beast, and he's known for, like, doing big stuff.
Oh, is that the dude that destroyed a Lamborghini just because?
Yes, that is also the dude that destroyed a Lamborghini just because. Yeah.
Jaw drops.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Right. Hello. All right, speaking of jaw dropping, this is a little more serious. The floods in Libya, torrential rain. Wow. The damage is coming, not just the floods from the rain, but the bursting of the dams. And the mess, well, there are thousands of people who are dead because of this, drowned. The situation is catastrophic because they don't build buildings in that part of the world to much of a code. And so these people are sitting ducks. And after the major storm, you know, they don't usually, this is a desert. They don't get storms like this. They don't know what to do with them. So the infrastructure is gone. The cities are gone. And you think about this, a city that's made out of cardboard, kind of, or it's really kind of it's not well built. That's just, the buildings are just kind of slapped together. And they are hit by the same force as Hurricane Katrina hit New Orleans. Say it again, Doug. New Orleans. New Orleans. What was that, 20 years or so ago, about this time of year?
Wow. Was it really that long ago?
Yep. Imagine that, huh? Think about that for a second. So anyway, the rescue effort continues, but if you look at some of the video, there's people lined up all over the place in body bags. The people just drowned. I mean, the weather's cleared up now. Ah, but it's climate change! Look out! Climate change. That's why they had such a bad storm.
Not?
Well, yeah, probably. Well, you know what? I should probably change the focus, although just little old me isn't going to change the rhetoric. Climate change is a catch-all for all of this stuff that is going on that's a result of what's referred to as extreme weather. And so people say, oh, this has never happened before. That's not true. Libya used to be one of the, if you go back about 4 or 5, 6 million years ago, the Libyan desert wasn't a desert. It was it was like a garden paradise. But over the years, the planet has changed. Where we are in America, well, some of America is a desert, but parts of America that are now lush with loam, and they grow all kinds of things in these places. They used to be a desert too. The place where deserts exist today, if you go back millions of years, you will see. Now people say, "Well, you just said it's scientific research, and why would you believe it?" Then this is where we get stuck in a jam. I happen to think, is this convenient, that the stuff that has been studied about the planet has legitimacy to it? Now I can question myself, I suppose. Well, why would it have legitimacy if some of the other stuff that you talk about doesn't have legitimacy? I'm not saying that there isn't climate change. What I'm saying is that the response to it here in our country and some of the other progressive countries, it's a business. It's become a way of life.
Well, in the rhetoric that it's solely man-made and man-induced.
Nonsense.
And it's one of those two things can be true at once. Climate change is happening. It is not solely at fault of the humans, but maybe the humans are expediting it a little bit. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're definitely not helping the situation.
No.
But these are things that would have happened before humans. And then also to touch on your point, Doug, of, well, don't believe this, but then also believe this. That's also a difference of concrete facts and hypothesis.
Yep.
A lot of these things are a hypothetical sense because also things change. They have to theorize different things. But when you're talking about the Earth and what is here, you dig something up, that fossil is there. That proof is there. Now they just have to figure out how old it was and where it came from, how it died, what was the climate there. And then you do circle back into hypothesizing and theorizing, but it's still, there is, when it comes to global kind of things and the actual planet of the Earth, there is a little bit more concrete evidence.
I agree. Thank you.
You're welcome. Sure.
Yes. There's a student, a foreign student in Norway, has been arrested on suspicion of espionage. This is a 25-year-old student who's been eavesdropping on various, using various devices. I wonder why would you want to be, Norway's like a pacifist country. Nobody does anything over there, so why would you get involved in spying? Who are you spying for? Who cares? What's going on in Norway, I guess would be my question. At 18 after the hour, yes, that's the question.
Car Pro News. Here's Laura Reynolds.
I love watching for product placements in movies and TV shows. Toyota has teamed up with Warner Brothers Pictures to put a Tacoma in the film Blue Beetle. The Tacoma named Taco for the movie is featured throughout the film. There's also a short cameo appearance by the all-new Tacoma as well. Toyota worked with DC to develop the unique 2024 Tacoma design and the signature paint that you'll see that is featured in the film. The 24 Tacoma will also show off its off-road 4x4 capabilities. The iForce Max hybrid powertrain offers up to 326 horsepower. Also new for this year is the first ever Trail Hunter grade, which will be in dealerships by the end of this year. The first generation Tundra, if you remember, was featured in Terminator 3 Rise of the Machines, and it helped sell 600 T3 Special Edition Tundras that year. I bet they're hoping for the same effect this year. With today's auto news, I'm Laura Reynolds.
That's the roar of a 2023 Ram Power Wagon, and it might just become yours. It's the CarPro.com Win This Truck for Just a Sawbuck promo. Imagine winning a truck worth over $100,000 for just $10. Plus, we're throwing in $8,500 cash to cover those taxes. And your entry supports the Hope Local Charity for Foster Kids. Hurry, visit CarPro.com now and enter as many times as you'd like. CarPro.com, where you have a friend in the car buying business and maybe a new Ram Power Wagon in your driveway.
Linda, let's run vitals and measurements on Chairman Meow. And then
springtime is itchy skin time at Violet's Pet Clinic.
Oh, no. He seems to be very uncomfortable.
She needs more allergy vets to scratch appointments off her list.
Okay, let me see if I can find someone to get some steroid cream for him.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates. And you can schedule and conduct virtual interviews right from the Indeed dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
After the hour, good day program. Doug Steffen, Jay Kirshner at the ready. Social media and technology, the focus of this portion of each hour of Good Day. And you can share your thoughts with us on anything at Good Day Networks on all of our social media locations. And we also ask a question or two a day to which you are welcome and encouraged to respond. I was noticing, Jay, that there's a story about technology of chat GPT. What does the GPT stand for, by the way? Do you know?
Oh, that's a good question. Okay. I would have to ask my dear friend, the Googlebot.
Or maybe there's some artificial intelligence.
Chat Generative Pre-Trained Transformer.
Yeah, huh? James.
Generative what? Say that again.
Chat Generative Pre-Trained Transformer.
What the hell does that mean?
Well, pre-trained, an Autobot. Pre-trained says a lot, if you just ask me.
Yeah. The story about that revolves around a mother who is talking about how her son's 3 years of unbelievable chronic pain, visits to all kinds of specialists. They have solved the problem because of her prompts in this chat GPT world, because that unearthed the diagnosis. So, see, there is good that comes out of AI. And I don't think anybody that knows anything thinks there isn't stuff that comes out of good that comes out of AI. But anyway, this lady whose name, she didn't want everybody to know who she was, she purchased a bounce house to keep her children entertained. A four-year-old son, Alex, after he started having fun, began to experience pain. And this kid was getting Motrin every day. And that's not good for a 4 or 5 year old. He's got these meltdowns. So she took her son to the dentist when he started chewing things. His parents were concerned that he was having issues with his molars. The dentist, so they have all kinds of specialty tests and that sort of thing. Apparently the kid's a nice little kid. And this is driving him crazy. He goes to these, as I said, all these doctors and
3 years worth of doctors.
Yeah. And there's no fix. Saw so many doctors, they ended up in the ER at one point. Anyway, so as is the case, this would be something else I would ask Dr. Ken, I think. I'm going to bring this story up to him when we have our Good Day Health chat this week. This AI-powered bot program they shared the symptoms with the bot, and the information that she, you know, all of the stuff, all the pieces of what had brought them that 3 years, the MRIs and that sort of thing, and they plugged it all into the ChatGPT, and you know, they just hoped something would come out of it, and it did. It told the mother that Alex, the boy, was suffering from tethered cord syndrome, which makes a lot of sense when you think about it. Think about what it's your spinal cord, and it broke from doing the jumping up and down on the
trampoline,
right? So they went to a neurosurgeon, examined the MRI images, and then the doctor says, "Yeah, that's right. Here's how we fix it." It's kind of like, have you heard all this stuff about spina bifida?
Spina bifida,
Yeah. So that's apparently something that's related to this, or it has the same symptoms, but good God. But at all, I tell you that story here because we talk a lot about technology and the social media portion of the program. And so that's something just to be aware of. There are good things that come out of it. Happy birthday today to good day listeners David Blaine, Christopher Broyles, Nicholas Anastas, Tom Antonellis, hello, and happy birthday to you. 28 after the hour, you are listening to the Daily Good Day program.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2 month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy announced yesterday that the House will open a formal impeachment inquiry against President Joe Biden, escalating a Republican investigation involving IRS and FBI whistleblowers and bank documents from roughly 24 overseas bank accounts. The House Oversight Committee is leading the inquiry after months of investigating Biden. McCarthy's announcement means the inquiry will move forward and have easier access to Biden's bank account information. The Center for Disease Control and Prevention has endorsed the new version of the COVID-19 vaccines. The recommendation comes after the CDC's Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices voted 13-1 to recommend the vaccines produced by Pfizer and Moderna. The closest locations to you can be found at the website vaccines.gov. Lance Pry, USA News.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Good day,
dear.
It's gonna be a good day.
It has been a good day.
What have you got to say?
Can you believe he just said that? Tell Doug what you think. Don't like something we're talking about? Well, let's see if you can do better. Call 855-999-3684 and steer the conversation. That's 855-999-DOUG.
Here we are at 34 at the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program with Jay Kirshner at the ready. We are here. You are there. Wherever there is for you, you're there. What does that mean, you're there? Don't think that you have to. Is there something that you have to do today? Do you have to get there? Is there a goal that you have for the day today? You got to get there. Maybe you're driving someplace. You got to go to work, and you're a project manager, and you've got to get to the you got to get the project done. You're going there. This is interesting how people set their mind. I think sometimes the people are on autopilot. Do you find that, Jay?
Oh my goodness! Yes, yeah. You just kind of start going without thinking about it. It happens when we're driving, and all of a sudden we're like, oh, wait, how did I already get to my exit? But you know you were paying attention. Your eyes were open. You were paying attention to the road. But then again, were you? Or you walk into a room to grab something, and all of a sudden you forgot what it was because you just went and did rather than thought about it actively in the process of doing it?
Right. I find that when I'm on the phone talking to people as I'm driving. I can talk for a long time. I don't even remember where I was. but I'm obviously on the road and paying attention, but it doesn't feel like, you know, you're paying attention. Does that make any sense at all? I think it's just kind of,
Yeah, especially if you get to a point where you're like, oh, this is already my exit to get off of the interstate.
Right. Yeah.
Didn't I?
How many times did you say, oh, I missed my exit. I was talking on the phone. I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I always get such a kick out of it. If you are driving around somewhere and you're not familiar, you turn the music down so you can see better.
Yeah. Oh, I do that all the time.
Yeah.
Shut it off. I don't want to get lost.
You have to focus.
Yeah.
Focus your eyes.
I thought I was the only one who did that. So we,
no,
we have so
no,
much
No, we all turn the music down so we can see better.
Right. Seeing through my ears. Let me see. Get the wax out of your ears and you'll be able to see a lot better under the circumstances. So there's a thing about Drew Barrymore. We've been talking this week about her restarting her program, and other people are thinking about doing the same thing as well, getting their daytime talk shows back into action. But apparently she's hit some headwinds. She was supposed to host the National Book Foundation's their annual television, they've got a celebration, and she's the host of it, an evening dedicated to celebrating the power of literature and writers. So because she has decided to, in essence, I suppose, cross the line, the organization rescinded her invitation to host the National Book Awards because they don't think that she's being respectful to writers. Now, I can see both sides. She wants to put the people that work on her show back to work. Those shows don't really need writers anyway. They have them, but they don't really need them. They can, you know, they can forge ahead.
Well, look at Live with Kelly and Mark. They don't use writers.
No, they just do the program.
Yeah.
Right. Look at this program. We don't use writers.
No.
This is obvious sometimes, but it just depends on, I think it depends on your talent, frankly. And I think Drew is very experienced in life, experienced as an actress, has played a lot of roles, knows how to roll with the punches, knows how to ask good questions, knows how to relate to people. So what's the big deal?
Well, she's very much her authentic self, too. She is who she is, and she doesn't pretend to be something she's not, or at least that's what it seems. She, what was it? She was doing an interview with Adam Sandler and Jennifer Aniston, I think, and she had her first menopausal hot flash while she was on air. And she went ahead and even, like, commented on all of it and was full force of, like, this is what's actually happening right now. Where I think a lot of people may have tried to hide that or something. Yeah, because it's so very real. And I think that one of the things that Drew Barrymore and Kelly Clarkson alike share is when they are a fan of somebody, they don't try to keep this, like, cool and professional persona. They're like, I am straight fangirling over you right now. Yeah. I am such a huge fan. And it kind of, they become the average, the general person and the average person of just geeking out over these other celebrities. And I think that's something that makes
that's
it
normal.
So cool to watch.
But it's normal. It's very normal, I think. I've always liked her. And it's been obvious as I've talked about her over the years, I just like her. And what she stands for, and there's a purity. Maybe that's what I like about her. It's, as you said, she's herself. She's her authentic self. And so, yeah, you don't need. She has writers, but don't need them. And she's more thinking about all the people. And frankly, this writer strike has gone on too long. If they had better leadership, it would seem to me that they could have negotiated a settlement by now. This has been going on way too long. What the Directors Guild settled it there because they have good leadership fast. And so the actors that are sensitive to this, I just think that there's too much.
Go ahead, sorry.
No, I just said there's too many people now that have been affected by this. The people, all these thousands of people that work in the industry that aren't working because of the strike. Look at all the people in New York and Los Angeles whose livelihood depends on all of the Dick Wolf shows are all made in that huge old warehouse that he converted to studios down on by the Chelsea Pier. There are thousands of people. Look at how many shows the guy does. He's got the three FBI shows, the three Law and Order shows.
Mm-hmm.
He's got these new reality cop shows. And there's there's a couple of other things that he does. And they're all done there. And imagine what happens to the restaurants that are in that neck of the woods. Nobody's there. What happens to other services that are there that depend on these people being at work?
Mm-hmm.
And the people themselves. It's not, I think this has become obvious that there's a, it's like leadership problem. We have leadership.
Yeah.
The world is full of problems with lack of good leadership.
So. Well, and the AI situation, that's very real, and that is something
it
to
is.
Be addressed. But then
yep.
the on the side of SAG-AFTRA, where a lot of it, too, is when it comes to the majority of actors, while they may be working actors, they are not actors alone. They have to have other jobs because it does, it just, you may make a good amount of money or you may not make a good amount of money per project, but once you, that project is done, you are essentially unemployed as an actor until you book the next project.
Yep.
Well, it is not the previous project's responsibility to make sure that you have enough to make ends meet until you book your next project. That's on you. Everybody should be making a fair wage and then some possibly, but you're not entitled to automatically have positions and have jobs just because you are in the union. You have to do the auditions. You have to actually book stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's also one of those things too that one of the arguments is about the health benefits. Well, you have to make a certain amount per year to qualify for SAG-AFTRA health benefits. Well, how about SAG-AFTRA lowers that to give more people an opportunity? And yes, the big businesses and the movie houses and all of that, and the streamers, they're making a lot of money and they are not sharing it, and that's a shame, and that should be addressed too. But striking like this, it's just, it's almost a turning it, because movies and television, as far as somebody who watches it, it's not what it once was. People can get their entertainment. Look at content creators on social media, on YouTube. People can get their entertainment elsewhere. They don't need to necessarily go to the movie theater. They don't necessarily need to watch something on TV. And if they want to see something new, there are so many opportunities. There are so many projects that are already currently out there people have not seen. They're actually probably going to the streamers more now, because some of their favorite shows that are regularly scheduled on network aren't happening right now. So it's having an adverse effect. And the latest thing is that they're possibly going to SAG-AFTRA strike for voiceover with video games.
Yeah.
That's the thing they're voting to decide whether or not they want to do right now.
Mm-hmm. They probably should under the circumstances. I just have been thinking about my own habits. When I come in at nights 9, 9:30, I have something to eat, and I'll watch a program or something on TV, and I've noticed that, just, you made me think about it. Of late, I have been gravitating to either Billions, because I've always loved that show, or to an old movie that I've seen and haven't seen for a long time, like the Tom Hanks movie about the exchange on the bridge of the prisoners that happened. There's a true story about what went on in the 50s and 60s, exchanging prisoners with the Russians. That was on last night, and I found myself, I saw it a number of years ago when it came out, but I enjoyed watching the rest of the movie. I didn't see it from the beginning, but I remembered enough about it so that I followed it. It's a really good movie, and it's there. I can be brain dead for a little while and watch it and enjoy it. And so it didn't make any difference. It isn't, last night was Tuesday, I might have watched the FBI shows or one of them. But they're all old. They've all been on before, so I don't want to watch them again. So there. All right, the Speaker of the House, Mr. McCarthy, opened an impeachment inquiry into Joe Biden and whatever else. This is all nonsense. I don't even know why I mention this. A bunch of right-wing wackos want to get Biden, and so they keep putting pressure on McCarthy. And so then McCarthy goes out and accuses Biden of lying about his son. What's new about that? There's nothing new to that.
But it also goes to show it's not necessarily the crime or what people do. It's the who is doing it. Look at the whole Biden versus Trump situation. It is being handled completely differently.
Yeah. Anyway, Kim Jong Fatty is with Putin. That's an exciting experience, I'm sure. All right, here's something from what my department that I call on the other hand. Here's a woman who is dead today, Indiana woman, died after a tire came off of a truck on Interstate 70 and smashed into her car. The tire came off a truck And the trucker didn't know it. So they're going 70 miles an hour, and your windshield gets smashed, and what happens to you? It's like, remember the people that were being killed for a while? The kids were dropping big stones off of the bridges.
Yes, yeah.
On the windshield. It's deadly.
Well, it feels like this whole situation with the tire coming loose from another vehicle or a truck and killing people. It seems like this has been happening a lot more, too.
Yeah. A lot of the stuff, the mechanics of the way things are being handled and the right to repair stuff there's a lot of dangerous stuff going on, frankly, because of this right to repair thing and the fact mm-hmm. that the companies are... I have a couple of... I think I told you the story, but I don't mind taking a shot at Caterpillar again because my partner wanted to buy Caterpillar stuff because it has good retail, residual value, and it does. But all the crap is made in China. We had a D5 that the D5 bulldozer and the fuel system crapped out so the bulldozer wouldn't run. And taking it all apart and putting in new parts, they're all plastic. It's plastic. In a bulldozer, in the engine compartment, plastic. And the same, you know, is true with a lot of the tractor stuff. And they haven't had the Caterpillar. I fortunately know a kid who's very good at all kinds of mechanics, so he fixed it for me. I called Caterpillar to have him come service the equipment because we have three Caterpillar machines. They said we'll be out in 3 to 4 weeks. So what, we get $100 an hour machine, you're going to sit there for 3 or 4 weeks because you are too busy to come take care of stuff that you sold? That doesn't work too well. All right, so there's another good story, folks, for you to talk about. It's 48 after the hour.
Discover credit cards automatically double all the cash back you earn at the end of your first year, which means... Wait, hold up. Question for the audio engineer.
Go ahead.
Did I read that right? Discover automatically doubles all your cash back?
Yeah, that's what the script says.
So if I get a Discover card right now, I can earn twice the cash back.
Apparently. Wait! Unlimited first-year cash back match, only from Discover. See terms and learn more at discover.com/match.
Meet Joe A, hi. Joe B,
hello.
And Joe C.
What's up?
Three everyday Joes perfecting their banking with Chase. Joe A is locking his lost debit card with the Chase mobile app. Joe B is cruising toward his new ride with AutoSave. And Joe C's Chase banker is helping him budget to go back to school. Tools that help protect. Support for what's next. One bank that puts you in control. Visit chase.com/checking. Chase. Make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Messaging and data rates may apply. JPMorgan Chase Bank, NA member FDIC.
There's Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin, who's here to talk about weight loss. What else would she talk about?
You know, we have been talking about this for years together. We've been talking about this together for years. And then we've been helping customers lose weight safely since 1997. So we're talking about 26 years of healthy weight loss. And you don't get to be in business with a product that doesn't work, you know, for that long. This product is proven safe. It's got a huge 86% success rate. This is the biggest sale we do all year. So we've got our unlimited buy three, get three free. So that's buy three, get three, buy four, get four, buy five, get five, buy ten, get ten. It's like paying half price. I mean, it's going to get you through the end of this year where you're going to be looking better, feeling better for the holidays.
I'm a proponent of being on it all the time. I am.
And there are a lot of side benefits that people, you know, you get on it for the weight loss, but you end up staying on it because it does help with sleep. It helps with joint pain. It's great for the natural energy.
Go to toploss.com to get the deals. Use Doug as a discount code when you check out.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810.
800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Daisy's here watching me when I do the boof. Right now she's scratching her butt, though. That's one of those things. Hello.
It's a little more information I need to know, Doug. You know?
Wow, listen. How she's looking. I wish I had a camera. I could give you a picture. She has this look on her face as looking at me like, hey, Kate, what's going on? I need to go out for a pee. What are you doing? Why are you wasting your time talking into that silly thing in front of you? Let's go have a pee.
There you go.
Anyway, Warren is here. He's not here for pee. He's here for he's here to exchange information about how to take care of your pet.
And he is totally housebroken, by the way, just so you know.
Good
Warren
for you.
Is totally housebroken.
Well, it's fabulous. Glad Denise will be happy about that. Here's a story about a stray dog that was in a Michigan shelter. He'd been captured, if that's the right word. Is that the right word? Captured is what, when the dog is out in the... The dog catcher catches the dog, puts him in the shelter. This dog had been in and out of the shelter three times, trying to find a new home, and he was especially interested in a nearby elderly care facility. He was a mutt. He was a stray, but he found nobody knew anything about him, and he kept going back to the same place, so they finally... And the people in the elderly care facility adopted him. He became the sort of like the facility dog. And the reason I bring it up is because it shows you how determined a dog, you know, you get something in your head, we think we're very determined. Well, it can happen to animals as well, right? These dogs are, it's very interesting how, especially the smell facility, and there's something at this place that this dog identified with, so he kept sniffing his way back there.
Well, you know, animals are just like that. I remember years ago on Long Island, I was working at the YMCA. I was training all the dogs for the YMCA across the country. And basically, there was a senior citizens housing project, Glen Cove, Long Island. I'll never forget it. And there were these two stray dogs that were roaming around. And no one wanted them, but the seniors would feed them and take care of them. And then finally, the guy who ran the place said, you know, maybe we should keep them. So they adopted the dogs at the senior citizen home, and we named the name of the home was Glenn and Gareth. So we named the dogs Glenn and Gareth. And the change in the people, Doug, was just unbelievable. Once Glenn and Gareth moved in, their whole you know, depression disappeared and anxiety disappeared, and everyone was kind of, the only argument that took place is who's going to pet the dog and walk the dog first. But you're right, they know. They know. They have, you know, I talk about this on the show often. Dogs have a sixth sense. I believe all living things have a sixth sense. I just believe
they see things, dogs, like with spirits and ghosts and things.
Yeah, I don't know what they see exactly, but I can tell you what specifically, that they know what's going on, and basically, it's kind of like, I don't want to make this comparison, but you know how people with certain mental challenges, they see the world in a different way. Well, you know, I believe that our dogs and other animals, for that matter, they think differently. They think in pictures. I think they think in pictures, so they remember. It's a whole different way. It's hard to describe, but they're sensory creatures, and I think that's real critical for people to understand.
I saw this story about a pet store in Oklahoma. They caught some woman who went into the pet store and killed a parakeet and a bunny, strangled the parakeet, and what the hell is wrong with people?
People that hurt animals, we all know that they're all very... And any time a child hurts an animal in school, that should be reported right away. That kid's going to need help.
Yeah, hey, you know, right.
Go ahead. I want to talk about one thing. You know, I always get this... people always tell me, you know, Warren, my dog is trained. I trained my dog when he was a puppy, and my dog is trained. Well, we never stop learning. And training your dog isn't a one-and-done situation.
Right, yeah, okay, all set.
Training should go on for life, but it's important when you train your dog originally. You need to make it fun. You need to bond with your dog at that time so that relationship lasts throughout life. And reinforce it with teaching new things, a trick, something different. Just like with people, if you don't keep them mentally stimulated, a lot of things can take place, depression, anxiety, boredom. So training is not one-and-done situation. You need to continue training, and a lot of people don't understand that. I hear it all the time. Well, I trained my dog when he's a puppy. I don't need to train him anymore. But they call me up because he's having a behavioral issue.
So the
bottom line is keep training. Mental stimulation is critical.
Keep stimulating.
Absolutely.
The Rainbow Bridge Remembrance Day. How many people acknowledge your dog, your cat, when the cat and the dog pass? I remember this when Charlotte died, how I went to see somebody who was a medium to find out what happened to Charlotte when she crossed over Rainbow Bridge.
I just
anybody who doesn't believe in this and the memories of their pets and stuff, it's just, I just think there's, it is no, it's there. There's nothing that you can.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer, and we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case, and they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.